apologizing and saying, look, we're sorry this occurred. Obviously, we're devastated. We want to help, and we're going to make everything better. We're going to try to make things better here. It was the old tap dance, you know. No, we're not responsible. They weren't on this. The bullying didn't always occur on school grounds. The person committed themselves, and they weren't actually in school. Therefore, we're not responsible. The suicide occurred at home, never not in the school. You know, it's not our responsibility, therefore, you know, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, in at least both of the kids' circumstances that we outlined in the film, there were numerous instances of bullying that were going on in the school that were reported, and not much of a reaction was created. You know, so it was clear culpability in our opinion, you know, at least morally culpable. I mean, when a kid is, you know, these kids are, you know, as you well know, I mean, kids are, adolescent kids are incredibly sensitive and vulnerable. They have issues with their body, they have body image issues, they have issues of their self-esteem, of their ego, of what they think about their role in the world. They're just coming into their own sense of who they are. I mean, it couldn't be a more vulnerable moment. So those kids should be looked out for even more. You know, kids in that age should be focused on even more. Someone's saying, hey, I'm being bullied and whatnot. You would think the school administration should really take a close look, you know, and say, you know, what is really going on here? You know, not just brush it off, you know, like really drill down on it. I think we need to take this more seriously as a society, you know. We need to do a better job grappling with this and take it more seriously than it's been taken. I mean, how many more kids have to kill themselves in the United States before we ratchet up what we're doing here to stop this? I mean, it's insane.